Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Vav. And we are beginning about a third of the way down on Tes Vav, Omer Aleph, with the words Omer Rabbah. It's right in the middle of the Tosos, Yad HaKol Mimash Mishim Bo. Now, we're learning today, Le'ilu Nishmas, Susan Marilyn Topiel, Sarah Miriam Bereb Yitzhak HaLevi. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah. So, we have been discussing in the Gemara in the last day or so the various times amongst different opinions as to when you calculate for a certain type of produce its year in terms of Trumos and Maisos and in terms of the Shemitah year. So we'll continue in that discussion today with Omar Rabbah. Rabbah tells us the following halacha. Esrog, he says an Esrog that is Bas Shishis. Rashi explains that means an esrog that was chonto bashishis. It had blossomed in the sixth year. The fruit started to come out in the sixth year. But, shenichtas olishvias, and now we're in the seventh year, which would be the Shemitah year. How do we view this esrog? So Rabbah tells us it's peturim in hamaiser, that you do not have any chiyuv to take off trumas and maisers. We don't view it as in the sixth year when it was chonto. And it's likewise with peturim in abir, yet it doesn't have the halachos of the seventh year. It's neither. It's neither a sixth year esrog, nor is it a seventh year esrog. That's what Rabbah tells us. And similarly, ubas shvias, if it was chonto in the seventh year, it was blossoming in the seventh year. The fruit started to come forth in the seventh year. However, shenichtas olishvias, it wasn't picked till the eighth year. Theonally too, here, it's patur b'maiser, it doesn't have any obligation of maiser, but here, somewhat paradoxically, the chayev is the beer. We do consider it like a Shemitah year produce, and it doesn't have all the kedushas of shvias for the peros that are now picked in the eighth year. So Rabbah seems to be a little bit inconsistent over here. When it's in the sixth year, it has neither sixth or seventh year. When it's chonto in the sixth year, and it's actually nilkat in the seventh year, so it doesn't have either of those 2 years, but if it's Chonto in the seventh year and Nilkat in the eighth year, so then while it doesn't have the Chiv of Trumos and Maisos, it does have the status of Kedusha Shvias. So Amalei Abayi says to him, okay, Bishlama Seifa, I can understand why in the Seifa, in the second case that you gave, where it was Chonto in the seventh year and it was Nilkat in the eighth year, that in this situation we're going L'chumra and saying that it has Kedusha Shvias, Chayev is Bebir. Bishlama Seifa L'chumra, I can understand that, because when you're not sure about something, so it's a din d'oraisa, so we go to Chumrah. We don't know whether to consider it a seventh year, we don't know whether to consider it an eighth year, so then we should go to Chumrah. So then how come in the Reisha, in the situation where we're not sure what the din is when it's Chonto in the sixth year, and it's no kind in the seventh year, El Reisha, Peturim and Abir, why do you say that? Am I? You should tell me the same thing. We should go to Chumrah and give it Kedusha Shvias. So what are you going to tell me? Damrinam zil basar chanota? You're going to tell me, no, let's go after the chanota. It's vadai, a sixth year fruit. So then, if that is the case, ihochi tichayev b'maisa. So then, if you're telling me, no, there's no machlokis over here whatsoever, then you should have to take off trumas and maisas. Why is it nothing when it's chanta in the sixth year and nilkat in the seventh year? That's a bias question on Rabbah. Rabbah says, Amalei, yad hakol mimash mishim bo, va'at armes tichayev b'maisa. He says, everybody is allowed to go into this orchard, this gan, during the seventh year. And therefore, everybody's touching it. Now, you're only picking in the seventh year, but everybody's touching it. In other words, it's hefker. And therefore, how can you tell me something that everybody is touching is going to be chayev in trumas and maisus? As Rashi explains, nehi delo mechayev liyafkura, you're not obligated to go and abandon your esrog tree, because, after all, it's a sixth-year tree in terms of the fruit, so therefore you're telling me you go after the chanota, and therefore technically you would be allowed to go and lock out people from your esrog tree. Now, they didn't grow just esrog trees alone. If they did, if you had a pure grove of esrog trees, so then you technically say, hey, this has nothing to do with Shemitah. These are all 60-year produce, and therefore I could lock you out. But the fact is that the esrog tree was in the middle of a garden, and there were many other trees over there. And therefore, as Rashi says, the lo nago bo shvias on the esrog tree, miu kol sados o pardesos hefkerhein b'shvias. All the other trees there are hefker, and you have to let people in. You're not allowed to keep them out. And therefore, the ein esrog zeh, this esrog tree, again, esrog is a reference to the tree as well as to the fruit of the esrog. It's known as an esrog tree, so we call it esrog. So the ein esrog tree zeh, nishmar bo levado, and it can't be separately isolated. You can't put a fence around that single esrog tree. Technically you could, but people don't do that. V'yau karcho, hako mimash mishim bo, everybody's touching it, the hefker part of it. That's why Rabbah explains to Abayi, it is considered a sixth-year tree, but now it's in the seventh year, so technically it should have been chayiv in trumos and maisers, but we don't give it that status because of Hakol Mimash Rishon Bo. That's the answer that Rabbah tells Abaye. Now we're going to introduce another shita, the shita of Rav Hamnuna. The Rav Hamnuna, he disagrees. Rav Hamnuna Amar, in this situation, the Bashishis Shenichneses L'Shviyis, if it was Chonto in the 6th year and only Nilkat in the 7th year, he says, we treat it as a 6th year, L'Olam Shishis, and therefore, you would have to take off Trumas and Maizis from it. It wouldn't have Kedusha Shviyis, but you go after the Chanota. And he says, Ubashviyis, Hanichneses L'Shviyis, again, same thing. If it was Chonto in the 7th year, but it was Nilkat in the 8th year, so then it has L'Olam Kedusha Shviyis. So Rav Hamnuna is consistent. He says you go after the Chanota, and therefore that is what it will take upon it. If it was Chanta in the 6th year, even though it's Nilkat in the 7th year, it's just Meiser. And if it was Chanta in the 7th year, even though it's Nilkat in the 8th year, it is pure Biur. Now, Gemara is going to question both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna from the following Brisa. Meisve. The Brisa states, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the following shita. Esrog, bas shishis, an esrog that was chonto in the 6th year, shenichneses l'shviyis, and now it's nilkat in the 7th year, peturah min ha-maiser, doesn't have the requirement to take off trumas ha-maisos, and it's also peturah min ha-biyah, and it also has no obligation to take the fruits as kedusha shviyis. Now this is exactly like Rabbah, and it's going to be a kasha on Rav Avnuna. What is the rationale behind this sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon? Because she'en lecha dovor shechayev b'maiser, the only things that are chayev in maiser are those things that are elohim king gidel b'chiyev, the nilkat b'chiyev. It has to be both chonta and nilkat in order for it to be chayev in trumas and maiser. So it would have to be both chonta and nilkat in the 6th year for it to be chayev in trumas and maiser. Similarly, this brisa tells us, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, u'bas shviyas, it was Chonto in the 7th year, Shenichneses L'Shminis, and now it's Nilkat in the 8th year, is also Peturah min ha-Maiser, Upturah min ha-Biyah. This is going to be a kasha on both Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna. Neither one says like this, and the reasoning for that is, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Shimon, She'en lecha dovah shechayev b'biyah. In order to have Kedusha Shviyas, you need to have both again. Elam Kein Godal b'Shviyas, it has to have been Chonto in the 7th year, the Nilkat b'Shviyas, and picked in the 7th year. So now, obviously, as I just pointed out, Reisha is Kashal Rav Hamnuna. If it's exactly with Rabbah, Rabbah had said that it's Potter, if it's Chonto the 6th year, and it's Nilkat the 7th year. So Rabbah agreed with this Brisa and said that you don't have an obligation to either one because it's a Kol Mamash Rishon Bo, that's why you're not Chayiv in the Trumas and Maisos, considering it as a 6th year, and you don't consider it to be Chayiv in Trumas and Maisos because of that. And as well, it's not a 7th year because you go after Chanota. So Rabbah and the Reisha, the Brisa, are fine. Rav Hamnuna is a problem. Rav Hamnuna had said that La'olam Shishis, you consider it as a 6th year and it should be Chayim Shubas Maisa. So the Reisha of this Brisa is Kasha on Rav Hamnuna. But the Seifa is a Kasha on both of them. Seifa, this Brisa had said that it's Potter from both, if it's Chonta in the 7th year and Milka in the 8th year, it's Potter both from considered Kedusha Shviyas and from Shubas Maisa. That's a Kasha. Bein l'Rabbah, bein l'Rav Hamnuna. Both of them had said that that's not true. Rabbah had said they would still have Kedusha Shviyas, and Rav Hamnuna had said that it would also have Kedusha Shviyas. So therefore, both of them say it's Kedusha Shviyas, and this Brisa says it doesn't have either. So this Brisa is a problem. It's a Tanoic statement. It's a problem for two Amorayim, Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna. So how do they understand this Brisa? So the Gemara says, Tanoihi, because they disagree with this Brisa. Now, they're Amorayim, they can't disagree with it on their own, but they have Tanoic support. What's the Tanoic support that they have to disagree with this Brisa? As follows. Netanya, we have another Brisa. This Brisa tells us, Amar of Yossi, this is the opinion of Yossi, Avtalmus was a great Talmud Chacham, Heyed Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, and he said over the name of these 5 Zakenim. Now, that's why ultimately Tosa says we use this Brisa as opposed to using the previous Brisa, because this is going to be equivalent to the opinion of Rabban Gamliel that we had in yesterday's share. But here we're saying it's over in the name of 5 Zakenim, so therefore the Gemara preferred to bring down this Brisa rather than the previous Brisa to support these Amoraim. And it says as follows in this Brisa, Rav Thomas said it over the name of these 5 Zakenim, that Esrog Achar Lakitaso Lamaisa, that by the Esrog, you go after the Lakita in terms of Maiser. However, the Rabboseinu Nimnu Be'usha, but the Chachamim, they disagreed, and when they had the Sanhedrin, Usha was one of the places where the Sanhedrin had its 10 trips. It was in Usha, I believe, twice. So in Usha, after it made the Sanhedrin, was in Usha, so they made the following statement, the Sanhedrin that was in Usha, Nimnu Be'usha, the Amru, they gathered in Usha, and there they pass in the following Shaila, achar lekitaso. No, you go after lekita, not only for ma'aser, but also bein lebaiser, bein lishvias. It also goes for shvias. Now, this isn't contradicting on what we have over here, what Rav Talma said, because Rav Talma just said lemaiser, and they're throwing in also bein lemaiser, bein lishvias. So the word says, shvias man dekar shme. Why are the Rabboseinu in Usha saying anything about Shemitah? The Tanakama of Talmud, Mishum Chamisha Zekenim, didn't mention anything about Shvias, so where did they come in to tell us about Shvias? We turn to Tezvav Omid Beis, and in fact, there is Chisure Mechsura V'hochi Toni. We're missing some words in this Brisa. And in fact, the Tanakama of Talmud, Mishum Chamisha Zekenim, also said something about Shvias, and now we'll see that. They had said as follows, Esrog Achalikitasu L'maisa. That's what they had said previously, but now we'll fill in the additional words. So they had said that Esrog could go after the Lakita in regards to Maisros. However, the Achar Chanoto L'shvias, but in regards to the Shemitah year, then you go after when it blossomed, after the Chanoto. And this is the opinion that we have Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna both going in accord with. And it's only the Rabboseinu and Usha, Rabboseinu Nimnu. Now here we have, in addition, the word V'gomru, according to the Bach, Rabboseinu Nimnu Be'usha V'gomru, and they paskin, they said the following halacha as follows. Achar L'kitaso, here's where they argued with Av Talmus and the Chamisha Zekenim, that not only in regards to Maisa do you go after Lakita, but also in regards to Shvias. So here we have this machlokis between the Rabboseinu and Usha and Av Talmus and the Chamisha Zekenim, and in fact, Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna hold like the Chamisha Zekenim, Av Talmus and the Chamisha Zekenim. Oh, so it's no longer a problem for them that they're arguing with that first brisa. They have the second brisa, Av Talmus and the Chamisha Zekenim, to rely upon. Gemara now says, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Amri Tavayu. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say the following shita, Esrog bas shishish, shenichlus ol shviyas. Again, the Esrog was chonto in the sixth year, and it's nilkat in the seventh year. How do we view it? La'olam shishas. We view it as a sixth year, and therefore it will be chayiv in terms of ma'isos, but it will be potter from kedusha shvius. That's the first thing that we have, a sheet of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. He also Ravin, on Rav Yochanan. Ravin came over from Eretz Yisrael. He said over in Bavel that Rav Yochanan said the following din. Esrog bak shishas shenichlus l'shvius. Again, the esrog was chonto in the sixth year, and it's now nichnas into the shmita year, and it's nukat in the seventh year, in the shmita year. Even afilu kizayis, even though originally in the sixth year when it was chonto, it was very, very small. It was only like the size of a kizayis. But in the seventh year, now, v'nasas kikor, it's as big as a loaf of bread. So then, even though it had most of its growth in the seventh year, nevertheless, we view it as the sixth year, chayvin olea mishum tevel. It would be under the din of a sixth year, and therefore, until you take off chumas of isos, if somebody were to eat it, Rachmon al-Islam, you chayv misa b'day shumayim, because it is tevel, and tevel is the chiyav of misa b'day shumayim. So therefore, these are the opinions that we have of Rav Yochanan, either both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, or the opinion of Ravin, saying that Rav Yochanan held this way as well. Okay. Tanya Rabbanan. Now we turn to another statement. The Brisa says as follows. Elon, we're here talking about fall trees, not esrogim. Elon shechontu perosov kodim chamisha b'zushvat. If you have a tree that the peros were blossoming, they were able to be recognized before Tu B'Shvat of that year. So then, misasi l'shon l'shavur. So then they're viewed in that year, before Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the changeover for the trees to say they went from this year to that year. So if they were chonto before Tu B'Shvat, so by fruits, we go by Tu B'Shvat is the year, we pass it like Beis Hillel, of course, and therefore they're considered from the previous year. But if the chanota was after Tu B'Shvat, if they were achar chamisha osu B'Shvat, the chanota occurred, so then misasi l'shon avot, then they're viewed by that year. So whether you're dealing with the second year going to the third year, or third year going to the fourth year, like we had previously, so you're going to follow when the Chanota was. If the Chanota was before Tu B'Shvat, they're considered like the previous year. The Chanota was after Tu B'Shvat, they're considered like this current year that you're in. That is the opinion of the Tanakama of this Brisa. Arav Nechemya. Arav Nechemya comments and he says, B'med dvarim amurim, under what circumstances is true? Be'ilon sha'osa shtei brechos bashana. This is a tree that has two. Now, brechos is a term that we borrow, as we'll see in a moment, from bird offerings. As Rashi says, Ein lashon zeh nofel ela ba'ofos. This is a terminology. Brechos are what we use to describe the babies that are born to birds. As the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us, halokeach peros shovach, if you take the children of the shovach, mafriach habrecha rishona, you do something, you allow the first brecha to normally stay behind, that keeps the company to the original birds. So therefore, brecha is a term that we use in regards to birds, the offspring of birds. What in the world are you talking about, Rav Nechemia, in telling us that this is true, that we go after the chanota for general trees, only, Rav Nechemia says, if they produce two bird groupings. B'ilon Shaw says, shtei brechos b'shana. So the Gemara says, shtei brechos ha'kadaita. What type of terminology is this? The Gemara says, you know, it's a borrowed terminology, and it was saying as follows. Hello. Ema ke'ein shtei brechos. It's like with birds that they can have two, the mother birds will have the children birds, and then there'll be another set of birds that will come afterwards. So that's the brechos concept by birds. So to over here, elo ema ke'ein shtei brechos. We're dealing here with trees that have two crops of fruit in that year. What does that mean? They have two crops of fruit. So Rashi says, "Ke'ein shtei brechos, she'ein perosov nigmarin ki achas ki gonteinim." The fruits don't all mature at the same time. So it looks like there's two separate crops of fruit. Trees only grow fruits one time during the year, but not all the fruits here mature at the same time. So in regards to teinim, which we had previously, Rashi says on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Gabi Kitnos Mitoch Sha'asuyin Perochin. We said that they are harvested a little bit at a time because they don't all mature at the same time. So this is true that you go after the chanota for those types of fruits that don't all get mature at the same time. So therefore, you go after the chanota of the fruit, and therefore you could have some before Tu Bishvat, that are the chanota is then, they'll be counted like last year's fruits, and then you can have some that are having the chanota after Tu Bishvat, and they'll be counted like this year's fruits. So that's when this din applies, according to Rabbi Nechemia. Ke'ein shtei brechos, only for trees that have these fruits that are mature at different periods of time. Where it says, that implies, Avol ilon ha'osa brecha achas, if the fruits all mature at the same time, so then it's like one crop of birds, so it's one set of fruits. Kigom de kolim, he gives examples of such types of fruits. This would be a deco tree, a palm tree with the dates on it, the zeisim or olive trees, the charuvim or boxer trees, carob trees. So all of these, that only have all the fruits maturing at the same time. So afa bishulchan tu perusim kolim chavishos bishvat misasrin l'shonabo. Here you don't go after the chanota, you go after the lakita, because here, all of them have the same maturing, so therefore, you go after the lakita. As Rashi says, sheperosov nokotim ki echot, since we're all collected at the same time, boso lakita nazlinabo. It makes sense to go after the harvesting, when you're pulling the fruits off the tree, rather than saying these were the chanota was before Tu Bishvat, these were the chanota after Tu Bishvat, because you're picking them all at the same time, so you have to put them all into the same basket, so to say. So therefore, you go, and according to most, this is a din de Rabbanan, except for the Rambam. How the Rambam learned this is a different question, but according to most, this is only a din de Rabbanan. So therefore, the rabbis can say over here that we're going to give it the status of Lakita rather than the chanota in this situation when there's only, quote, Brech Achas, they're all Nilkat at the same time. And on this, Amar of Yochanan, he says, in regards to the charuvim, we paskin over here, the people, the veld, paskin over here like Rav Nechemia, that you go basa lakita in regards to the boxer, in regards to the charuv trees. Where it says, really? Benos shuach. Now, what a benos shuach? Rashi says that in Gemara and Avodah Zarah, on Daf Yadalit, it says that these are referring to te'ene chivrisa. These are white te'enim. So, Benos Shuach, these Benos Shuach, they're also known as Benos Sheva, which is interesting because some suggest that this has to do with why the Eitz HaDa'as, according to one opinion, was this fig tree. Because it brought Shiva into the world, it brought the concept of death into the world, and that's why it's known as Benos Sheva or Benos Shuach, the similar words, Shuach and Sheva. And therefore, that's why it's known by that name. In any event, these white dates, so these are a certain type of fig tree. Shvi shalahen shniya. For their Shemitah year, it's actually not the seventh year, it's not the eighth year, but it's actually the ninth year. Because their fruit take 3 years to mature, and therefore they don't mature, they're not ready to be plucked in the Shemitah year for sure. even though the Chanot was in the Shemitah year, they're not ready to be plucked in the 8th year, they're only ready to be plucked in the 9th year. It takes Mimesha Osin L'Shalosh Shonim, it takes 3 years for them to mature. As Rashi says, Peros HaChomtim Bo B'Shvi, it's those that blossom, they came forth initially in the Shemitah year, Ein Nigmarim Atshon Shnia Shol Shemitah, they're not going to be ready until the 2nd year of the next Shemitah cycle. V'Anan Bosa Chanota Azlinon V'Noga Bo Shvi'es, and we go after the Chanota, so they have the Din of Shvi'es because they were having the Chanota in the Shemitah year, but they're actually only picked in the 9th year, so those fruits that are picked in the 9th year have Kedusha Shvi'es. That is what Reish Lakish questioned Rav Yochanan on as follows. You're telling me, Rav Yochanan, that by Rav Nechemia, that the people follow the opinion of Rav Nechemia by Charuvim, that you go after the Lakita, but here you see, by the Venos Shuach, that they went after the Chanota. So how can you tell me that you go after the Lakita? Even though the Benos Shuach all matured at the same time, they were Brecha Achas. What was Rav Yochanan's response? Ishtik. He didn't respond to Reish Lakish's question. And we said many, many times, Ishtik could mean, that's such a good kasha, I don't have an answer to it. Or Ishtik could mean, it's such a bad kasha, I'm not going to waste my time in responding to it. So the Gemara says, let's look at it over here and see what this Ishtik represents. So Amalei Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Rav Yossi HaKohen, Rav Abba HaKohen said to his fellow Kohen, Rav Yossi, he said as follows, Amai Ishtik. Why did Rav Yochanan not respond to this query from Reish Lakish? Leimo lei, he should have told them very simple teretz. Amino loch ano Rabbi Nechemia, v'at amli rabbonon. I told you the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia. What are you telling me that the Chachamim are the ones that say that you go after the Chanota? I told you Rabbi Nechemia that he says you go after the Lakita. So you told me a different Tanoic opinion that goes after the Chachamim's opinion that says that you go after the Chanota. How does that? Why are you questioning me? It's two different Tanoic opinions. So that's what Rabbi Abba asked of Yossi HaKohen. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer that? Why was he silent? So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen explains, no, you know what he would have been responded to if he had answered that? Reish Lakish would have said, Mishum Da'om Alei, Shavakta Rabbanon, Va'abadatak Rabbi Nechemia. Why didn't you follow the Das Yochid of Rabbi Nechemia? You should have followed the opinion of the majority, which is the Chacham's opinion. So why are you paskining over here like Rabbi Nechemia? So, if that is what Rabbi Yossi would have said to Rabbi Abba would have said back to Rabbi Yossi, Lame Lay, no, Rabbi Yochanan still could have responded and said, Kamin Loch Noagu, Yat Amrizli Isura. So I told you what the people were doing. Developed, followed the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia. And you're telling me, no, that's not the opinion of the Chachamim? I know that. I was just telling you what the people were doing. They were following the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia. Why are you giving me a hard time? I was just telling you what the people were doing, and you're giving me a kasha. All right, but the Chachamim say differently. I know the Chachamim say differently. I was telling you what Nechemia did and what the people were following. So in that situation, Rav Yossi said no. If he had said that, the Amalei, the Reish Lakish would have said back to him, Bimakom Isura, if it's wrong, if we paskin like the Chachamim, would we allow Kinoagu Shavkinon Lehu? Would we allow that? The Bach changes around the word Lei to Lehu. So would we allow the people to do something that's wrong? You seem to be allowing them, you give them permission to go and follow this incorrect opinion of Rabbi Nechemia because it's the Das Yochid. Nevertheless, Rabbi Abba said no. V'lei malei, you know what Reish Lakish could have said? Ki amin aloch ana. What I meant to say over here was Meiser Charuvim D'Rabbanan. The whole din over here by Charuvim, as I mentioned before, is a din D'Rabbanan. Almost all the Rishonim, again, as I said, with the exception of the Rambam, say that Meiser of Charuv tree, the boxer trees, is all a din D'Rabbanan. So why are you telling me, V'at Amrisli, Shvi'es Daraisa, and you're responding to me with a Din Daraisa, with Shvi'es? And Rabbi Abba says, that's how Rabbi Yochanan could have answered. I'm telling you the people were noeg to follow Rabbi Nechemia in a Din Darabonon. And you're telling me, aye, but the Rabbanon say that the Din is that you go after Chanota in regards to Shemitah. So Shemitah is different than the Din Darabonon of Maisos. So why are you giving me a hard time? That's what Rabbi Yochanan could have answered to Reish Lakish. So why was he silent? So because he had such a good tshuva, this is the way Rabbi Abba understands the silence of Rav Yochanan. He had such a good answer. El Omer Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Rabbi Abba HaKohen says, since Rav Yochanan had such a good answer for Reish Lakish, I wonder if this entire conversation really occurred. Reish Lakish is a great Reish Lakish. Could he have asked such a kasha to Rav Yochanan and had such an easy answer to it that you're dealing with a din of Choruv, which is the Rabbanan, and you're questioning me from a din of Shvita, which is the Raisa? It's such a good answer, I can't imagine the Reish Lakish really asked this question. El Omar Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Tzmihani, I'm shocked. Im Heshiva Reish Lakish the Tshuvazu. If Reish Lakish had really asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi says, what? You're asking Im Heshiva? You're asking him if he really asked this question? Osva, we have it, that Eitzvei Reish Lakish, the Rav Yochanan. So we have it as that. So no, that's what Rabbi Abba meant. Ela Eima, im kibla Rabbi Yochanan, im lo kibla. What he was asking is, Rashi explains, behind the ish, that the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was silent, he didn't respond, mishum de lo yoda lahashiv, did he not realize this great answer that I came up with? Or, im lo kibla, or did he not accept this great answer that I came up with? And therefore, why the ishtik mishum de lo ichpatle? And the only reason that he didn't respond was because the whole thing was irrelevant to him. The lo domi my sepero seilon the rabbanon liachmuri bekishvius daraisa. Because again, it was so obvious that this is a din derabbanon versus a din daraisa, and therefore he felt no need whatsoever to go and answer this. Or did he not realize this? So that was what Rabbi Abba was asking. What was the understanding behind Rabbi Yochanan's being ishtik? He didn't know this answer, or he felt it was so obvious that he didn't need to go and give this answer. That is what Rabbi Abba questioned over here to Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. That concludes this sugya, and it also leads us to Tezayin Amud Aleph, which starts a new Mishnah. It's a relatively short shiur today, albeit it's quite a complicated shiur. It's a good chance to go and chazer over the shiur on your own, either listening to the shiur again, or chazering over yourself or with a friend. So, take a little bit of extra time today to chazer because it's a relatively short shiur. Have a wonderful day.